back, 1144, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Washington Times White House reporter Ben Wolfgang. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Doing just fine. So your story, Benghazi attack, Russian reset, Boko Haram to play into Clinton's ambitions for 2016. I guess Hillary's past is lingering into the present?
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, I've been hard-pressed to think of another potential presidential candidate, or, you know, if she were to be elected, another president who has been in the public spotlight and been this well-known for this long before she mounted a presidential bid or before she entered the White House. I mean, Hillary Clinton's been in the public eye for the past two decades. You know, virtually everything about her life is known. But the one thing that hasn't been poured over too much yet is her record at the State Department. Certainly Benghazi has gotten a lot of attention. It's getting more attention now with the Select Committee in the House. But things like the fact that she presided over the so-called reset with Russia, which I think we can all agree hasn't exactly worked out so well. The situation with Boko Haram, I mean, this is a group that folks have been pushing to designate as a terrorist organization for years before the kidnapping of the schoolgirls in Nigeria. They, of course, have been burning down churches and burning down schools and engaging in other terrorist activity in Nigeria. And for whatever reason, the Clinton State Department didn't designate them a terrorist group. John Kerry did within just a few months of being Secretary of State. But for whatever reason, Hillary Clinton didn't. So she's going to face a lot of tough questions about that when she, if she decides to run for president. And there are, of course, other things like the Keystone Pipeline. And President Obama takes a lot of heat. You and I have talked about this many, many times. But let's not forget, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State for 4 years when the Keystone Pipeline was trapped behind miles and miles of bureaucratic red tape at the State Department, which is where it remains to this day. So I think all of those things and many others are really going to become big issues if she decides to run for president.
Yeah, and we saw evidence of that over the weekend. Marco Rubio, in an interview, gave her a grade of F. But let's face it, I mean, in all fairness, she will be his stiffest competition when the campaign really heats up somewhere down the road.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact remains that I think a lot of voters sort of have their minds made up about what they think about Hillary Clinton. So the only thing, you know, as we said, the one thing that hasn't been poured over and looked at in as great a detail yet is her record at the State Department. So if you're Marco Rubio or you're Chris Christie or Jeb Bush or even potentially any of the Democrats, Martin O'Malley, Elizabeth Warren, even Joe Biden, who may challenge Hillary Clinton in a primary election, I don't think the Democrats would go this route, but Republicans certainly would want to take advantage of her record at the State Department, the holes in that record, and potentially tell, you know, swing voters who may be on the fence about what they think of Hillary Clinton that look, these are some of the things that she did and didn't do while she was Secretary of State, and these are the consequences for America. I think that's going to be potentially a pretty effective strategy for opponents of Hillary Clinton.
And then last week, out of nowhere, comes the rebirth of Monica Lewinsky. That will be a factor, I think, somewhere down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, of course, you know, you've had, you know, some conservatives like Lynn Cheney saying, hey, I wonder if Bill and Hillary Clinton didn't go to Vanity Fair and say, hey, can we get this story out now as opposed to 12 months from now or 18 months from now when Hillary's going to be in the middle of a campaign. And I can't imagine that any of the Clinton camp folks are going to want to be talking about Monica Lewinsky while Hillary's trying to run for president. So I don't know if that's actually what did happen, but certainly Monica Lewinsky was in the news again with this Vanity Fair piece last week. Let's not forget Rand Paul a few months ago called Bill Clinton a sexual predator for his infidelity with Monica Lewinsky. So I think it's clear at this point, even, you know, 20 years later, almost 20 years later, you thought this story was essentially dead, but it's been revived a couple times in the past few months.
Yeah, and this week, of course, it's Karl Rove throwing up the red flag on Hillary's health. But, you know, he did point out it's not unusual. In fact, many people pointed out it's not unusual for candidates to have their medical past scrutinized, right?
Yeah, I was a little surprised, or maybe more than a little surprised, to be honest, that Karl Rove took as much heat as he did. I mean, certainly suggesting that she might have some type of traumatic brain injury, I don't think there's any evidence of that. But when he talks about her age just being a factor in the campaign, she's 69 now, I don't think that's particularly out of bounds or even that unusual. I mean, we saw those questions with John McCain just a few years ago about his age and folks wondering aloud whether or not he was too old to be president, whether or not he could handle the job. Of course, that goes back to President Reagan and even presidents and candidates before that. So I don't think that asking the question, raising the question about her age is out of bounds at all, but that didn't stop the Clinton folks from, they saw that as an opportunity to take a shot at conservatives, to take a shot at Karl Rove, so they certainly took advantage of that.
Yeah, and yesterday it was Bill Clinton to the rescue, and I noticed that the networks afforded him about a minute each to explain his side of the story and discuss Hillary's health.
Yeah, absolutely. He said her health isn't an issue, and then he also defended her on the response to the terrorist attack in Benghazi, saying he doesn't think there's anything left for Republicans to learn there, and that he thinks Hillary Clinton handled everything exactly right in the aftermath of that attack. You know, one thing I'm curious about, Andy, is how visible Bill Clinton's going to be during a Hillary campaign. Is he going to be out there on the trail for her every day? Are we going to see him giving speeches on a regular basis out there promoting her? I'm not really sure whether he's more of a liability or whether he can help her campaign. Certainly he's popular, wildly popular, I would say, among Democrats. But there are, there's probably a lot of Americans who aren't big fans of Bill Clinton, and I'm curious to see exactly how he's used during Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Yeah, and you can extend that thought to Barack Obama. I mean, she's tied to Obama in many ways, and some say that can't possibly help her.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, look, especially when it comes to foreign policy, there's just absolutely no way that she's going to be able to distance herself from President Obama. We talk about the failed reset with Russia. Well, I mean, President Obama's taking a lot of heat for that. Other folks are taking heat for that, but I can't think of anybody who would deserve more of the blame, I guess you could say, if you consider it a failure, for that than Hillary Clinton. I mean, she was, as America's top diplomat, supposed to be in charge of that, and it's been a pretty abject failure, I think, by everybody's admission. So especially in the foreign policy front, you're right. There's no way she can separate herself from President Obama. When it comes to domestic policy on things like health care or even things like NSA spying and surveillance, the economy, education, other issues, I think she'll have an easier time, and I suspect that she'll probably try to some degree to sound a little more populist than President Obama did, at least during the first few years of his presidency. So I think domestic policy is where she might be able to make a break from President Obama, but on foreign policy and things like Benghazi, Boko Haram, absolutely not.
Yeah. And, despite all of this, if the election took place this afternoon, she'd win.
She'd win. Yeah, and that's one of the, that of course is both a blessing and a curse for her.
Yeah.
That was kind of the case back in 2007, 2008, that a year or two out from the election, she's miles ahead of everybody else. But it's hard, as for any candidate to maintain that kind of a lead over the long haul. I mean, let's not forget the presidential election, November of 2016, is still, quite a ways off. So whether or not she can, I can't imagine that her poll numbers are going to remain where they are today. I mean, just the very nature of a campaign, they've got to come down some. But you're right. I mean, right now she is clear and away the front runner of the Democratic Party and is besting most of her Republican competition by significant margins right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we know it's going to be fun to watch. Ben, as always, thanks for your help on the story. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Andy.
White House reporter Ben Wolfgang. 1153, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.